Oh.
Wait. 210. Page 210. We talked about the mixture of wine and beer, right? Machlokas Gra and the Ramah, whether the mixture of anything with wine always follows the water dilution ratios, or if it follows, or anything other than water have different rules. It follows Rove, like any other mixture. Okay, so let's see the Beralacha on 210. Var Shehakol. Right? So this is, again, if the majority of this mixture is of beer and wine. So we said by water and wine, it can be, you know, five parts water, one part wine. But by beer, we said it can't be more than 50-50 to retain its wine status. Okay, so he says, Mevar Shehakol, I'm Mishabura. Shehagra cholak apsakzef, a diet in the Mevar, and he says that 50-50, that's, you know, nothing, right? Still wine. It's the same rules as mixing wine with water is the mixture of wine with beer. We don't go after Rov. Right, but many do pasken like the Ramah. And the fact that the Gemara says that wine could be 1 to 5 for dilution, the Dafka B'mayim. They all explain that it's daft with water. It's the way, you know, to dilute it. And water is flavorless. And therefore, it's not bought of loy bishar mashkin and not other liquids. And that which they said that the Mishnah talking about mixtures, just talking about dilution. Right? Even for mixtures, the ikar will pull to the top of Klamamas and Rishu base of Aleph. We'll see more about that later. The chayin discussion b'dorav b'sefer demetzik al yezer v'ayin shal mashkos b'yishuvo. The ikar de hagros relate to the gabe yain. So the gra holds by wine. Avshah shechu rov lo chashvin le ikar. The beer will still not be the ikar versus the wine, even if it's majority of beer. The medamus olamayim shemozik a yain bom. V'alkein linyan bracha rishonis. Therefore, again, I don't think this is a very common thing. Then you bracha rishona bevada me'anochon lechadchil avar shakol. So you now have a machlokas. You have 60% beer, 40% wine. The gro holds it to bay priagofen still. The Ramah says it's a shahakol. So he says make a shahakol. Bein berach bay priagofen yotze. You would be yotze with bay priagofen also. Uli inyan bracha achrona yir likach yain acha revius v'yiv to be bracha achrona gametze. He says go take regular wine and make a bracha achron, drink a revius of that, and have that cover this. Because we know that bracha achron on wine, right, covers other beverages as well.
Well, should have the bracha rishon. If you take the cup of wine first, and a pot of the water, this other drink.
Well, no, but yes and no. The bar priagafen will not. Well, he says what you're doing is you are, right, he says to make a shahakal. Right? Yep, there you go. He says, you make a shahakal, right? If you go ahead and you take another cup of wine, Ellie, over here. Ellie. I know, but my phone, he's calling on my phone. So call the house back. Okay. So if you go ahead and you make a bari priagafen on this mixture, right, and it's really a shahakal, it's not going to, I mean, it works only b'di'eved. It's always the question of which is the one you should do, right? Which is the stronger opinion that you should get coverage for. He says, you make a bar priagaf in your yatza, right? But, you know, shahakol is, I guess, better.
When we're saying the bracha achrona, I'm saying even for the bracha rishonim, if you would have just taken and set a bar priagaf in the beginning,
right,
you'd be fine also. Because that would,
right, that would cover the, right.
That's what I'm saying.
Right, oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
At the end, say, yeah, yeah. Let's do a bracha rishon,
right,
done.
Right, and it would cover all the beverages. Okay, achin lefiya mavor b'sim reish dal b'achronim sham lini medzigas yayin b'mayim dal kol ponim toli b'chozek hayayin. Right, but what we'll see later on that, again, even dilution, 6 to 1 or 5 to 1 is not really significant if it's going to kill the wine. Right? B'afim ha-mayim pachas mikishir mavor sham levat al-yayin. Right, you still need to have a tam of yayin. Right, it has to be the normal derech of meziga. If our wine today, you put five portions of water to one part wine, it's going to taste like water. It'll take like, you know, bug juice in camp at best. Right, so therefore the rule is it still has to taste like wine. Right, v'nir the hachinami be'erev b'shechar. And therefore, if you mix it with beer, if it's weak wine, and the derech ha'olam is to, it's not the derech to mix with a lot of water. So if you really dilute it and it really no longer tastes like wine, right? Even the grower would agree. The grower says that the rule would be the same, and therefore, when it comes to water, right? Even the grower agrees that it's going to kill the wine, it doesn't count. And certainly if you lose the tam of the yayin, then everyone agrees it's a shahakal. Okay. Well, we're going to find out. I can't imagine that's the only name. Maybe. Ellie. I'm sure it won't change between the time, I guess, and the time that you find out. Okay, Bez. Haboser. Haboser. Kolzman shlo. Okay. Shh. Haboser. Kolzman shlo gia likipol halavon v'varach halav bari pri ha'adama. So a unripened grape, as long as it hasn't reached the size of a pol halavon, a white bean of sorts. So mavarach halabar peradama. So now, since it's unripe, and we'll see, unripe means you can't make wine out of it. Right? That's almost the criterion. If you can't produce wine from it, it's just an early stage grape, and therefore it becomes a bar peradama. Umeshehu kapol halavon. If it is the size of that sort of bean, ve'elach mavarach halabar peradama. So you'd make a bar peradama on that, right? Because that's already grape. Umitoshlo no dalon shir pulam. We don't really know what that size is. Therefore, you have to wait till it gets to be a certain size. And every other fruit tree, fruit, right? When the fruit comes out, you make a bari pri ha'etz. It can't be bitter or, you know, rotten. You couldn't eat it at all. There's obviously no bracha. So people have, let's say, crab apple trees, right? So I believe they're inedible unless you cook them or do something with them, right? So we'll see what that status is, right? But again, the grape has a certain status. It has to be the size of a pol halavon, right? And every other fruit, as long as it's edible, you'd make a bari pri'etz, right? And again, the reason we make distinction for grapes is because grapes are meant to be used for wine. That's their primary purpose, certainly back in the day. And therefore, it should be wine producing. Hagav yeshom dal charuv and enam avarach bar pri ha'etz, right? On carob, you don't make a bar pri ha'etz. Ad shirab hem kemin shar shiros shal charuvin, until you see like a chain of them, right? Maybe that's a sign that they're ripe. Lechem bezesim ad shiyigdal haneit sevivam, or olives, right? You have to see the crown on them. V'kodem lechem avarach bar pri adama. And before them, you make a bari pri adama before it reaches those stages. Techein iker. Okay, fine. Let's go to Beis. Lichapol halavon begadlo. Right. So. Okay, we're just starting Mishnah Berurah in Beis, page 210. If you have that one, otherwise Siman Reish Beis Halacha Beis. All right. Siman Reish Beis. So we said that a grape, if it's unripened, you make a bari pri adama on it. Okay, so he says, Yudaf l'chapol halavon. It has to reach the size of this white bean, begadlo, in size. And then you would make, if it doesn't reach the size, for the grape, you make a bari pri adama. The kol davar shegadlo al ha'ilan ve'enu ikar ha'pri. If it grows on a tree, but it's not the ikar pri, you make a bari pri adama. Right? So that's right? The general rule, we have all sorts of, right? The Gemara has all sorts of cases about, you know, different things that grow, and the main thing is the fruit, but it has, you know, an edible stem or an edible peel or an edible pit or something, right? But that's not the Ikur Pri. Those are going to have a different halacha, right? So again, secondary growths are Bar Pri Adama, and these pool halavon, right? The grape that's not so big, that's not its primary purpose. You can't make wine out of it, and therefore it still is an Adama. And we talk shalom know that. We don't know exactly what the size is. Sheish kaminim gedolim gtanim. Right, in the world of pol halavans, there's big ones or small ones. So therefore, he says, always make a bari pri adama, mishum de b'dieved, im berech bari pri adama al pri ha'etz yatsa. Right, b'dieved, if you made a bari pri adama on a pri ha'etz yatsa, right, you don't know how big this grape is, whether it qualifies for bari pri ha'etz, but bari pri adama does work. Kid l'kamam, it's in reish vav, to mikol makam, b'chagon zeh, Ein lochel mehen kashir shechay bracha achrona ela besoch hasuda. But you're sort of stuck here, right? You can make the bracha and make a b'dieved bracha, right? Right. So therefore, why, you know? But for the bracha achrona, you either now have a al hagperos or you have a bari nefashos, and we'll see that a bari nefashos does not work for an al hagperos, and vice versa. Right, and as we said that you can't use a main shalosh for bar nefashos. It's really not a real grape. So then you have a problem with your bracha achrona. The question is, so we said that you should go ahead and make a bar pri adama, and which is b'dieved, right? Maybe it's really a fruit. Maybe it's really a grape already. And we said that b'dieved, if you made a bari pri, it works. So why are we picking the b'dieved adama versus the b'dieved bari pri ha'etz? So he says later on that the svara for that is, he says, right, since the bari pri ha'adama is expressly said in the Gemara that it covers fruits, b'dieved, right? And a bari pri ha'etz on something that's not the actual pri is not explicit in the Gemara. So we go with the bari pri ha'adama, which is explicit in the Mishnah. So that's why because again, we'll see, you have to pick something, right? Now, in the ideal world of brachos, you should go ahead and find something that's a vadai a bari pri ha'etz, find something bari pri adama, right, to cover all your bases. But, you know, that's today. We have pantries and we have food, right? That was not the case for many, many centuries. People didn't have that luxury of going into your closet and pulling out a, you know.
Chocolate chip does not work over here.
Chocolate chip won't work, but a potato chip will work.
Okay.
And a raisin will work.
So we have to have a chocolate chip?
In yeshiva, it's not a good thing. We don't have eights available.
Right, we're getting
eights. Well, that
okay, that's true. Okay, so in yeshivas, they don't really store raisins or grapes.
Right,
or
it's hard to have. Other rocks are fine.
So, okay. Okay, so then he says, Tesvav Gadol B'Yoser. Right, so if you have a until it gets bigger, if you look at it, it looks like it's ripe. Ain't half min a klal b'gadol. We don't care about the size. B'chol ofim mevarach alav bari pri ha'etz, then you make a bari pri ha'etz. V'chein ma'chartzanim shalhem nirim b'chutz, and if it's big enough that you can see the seeds already from the outside, right? So that would be more for a green grape. B'vadei u'karv l'zbash mevarach alav bari pri ha'etz l'kol yama. So that would be a basis to make a bari pri ha'etz. Okay, and then he says, when it comes to every other fruit, mishiyotziu pri. So then when they become a fruit, afkav shema dayan kitayim b'yoser, right, even though they are small, right, okay, we'll see later on by shechionos. If you're making a shechion a fruit, which I don't recommend, but if you would be making a shechion a fruit, does it have to be past a certain size, right? The earlier size, usually not as sweet or tasty or whatever. Fine. So, but unlike the grape, or the small grape is not able to produce wine, so we don't consider it a fruit. Right? A small apple is a small apple. If it's edible, it's an apple still. Ufutz, so he says ufutz, right? We said if it's bitter or ufutz, which is chamotz, another type of bitter. So ad shein roi, but again, if it's not edible, so then there's no bracha at all. Right? Mevorim zeh d'akoparim nechol ma'idei hadchak. Dima kapon, but if it is edible, right? If you could put it down, afal gav shechamutz memarim heim, kederach peres bekatnusim, even though they may be a little bitter, or like, you know, smaller fruits that are not ripened, afilo hachim mevarach aleihem berchas and haruya. Right? So again, if it is edible, aidei hadchak. So those crab apples that some people have in their backyards, so is it edible aidei hadchak? Then you make a bracha. If it's not, you can't make any bracha on that. Right? If in fact these things are not very tasty at all, they are bitter, even though they're the fruit, and eventually they'll ripen and they'll taste better, right? So he says you'd make a shakel, imlo shibishon shemitkan, but or unless you somehow fix them up, right? It really is the fruit. And at that moment, it needs a tikkun. But that only works if you are able to eat it. Right? Al yidei hadchak. Right? Just a question of what bracha you make in that non-tasty version. And what bracha you would make if you cook it and therefore it becomes edible. But if it's inedible now, eim v'varachal v'chal, d'cha'etz v'al mechashiv. Now here's where he says something interesting. So let's say these crab apples, you can go boil them, and then they become something. Afilu miskon al yidei ar, gamkin in varach l'vrak shakol. They do never become back to being a bar pre'etz, since they were totally like nidcha, they were not a fruit at all. So cooking them does not make them an etz. V'chadin garinim shemiskon, just like you have seeds, right? Those will never become a etz. They're not meant to be edible. Kamasev gimel. Okay. Kasev v'chayel v'fiza mine perishimark. Right, fruits that are small that they would fry them in honey. If they were not edible, right? We'll see about apples, but the question is, let's say orange peels. Right, what's the status of an orange peel? Would you make a bracha on an orange peel plain? Right, then people go ahead and take them and they fry them in honey and they make candied orange peels, right? So we'll see about orange peels later. But again, if a fruit is inedible, it will never rise to a buri pri ha'etz, no matter what you do to it. But again, I don't know too many fruits that are like that, right? But this... What? Lemon is edible. I mean, at all stages, whatever you want to say, whatever you do with them. Now, we'll see about lemons. You make a bari priya etz on a lemon if you're eating a piece, right? Seemingly, if you ate a piece of it, you would make a bari priya ha'etz, even though,
like with sugar.
You know, there are people who do eat them, right?
Yeah, sugar.
Right? They put a little sugar on them, and then his mom is like Gan Eden, right? You know, right? You know, you have the radish in one hand and the lemon in the other hand.
Lemon's tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
Some lemons tomorrow,
yeah. Okay, now we talk about carob. So carob unfortunately gets a bad rap in America because by the time they make carob, right, bucks are.
You guys are selling, they don't sell. They don't just sell carob.
It's a rack card.
Once upon a time, I went on a trip on a Pesach Levi tour, for those who remember Pesach Levi. So he gave a tour, and one of the places we stopped, there was a carob tree.
He
went straight to the tree and he took it and he says, it's very tasty off the tree. By the time we get it here, it's been sitting, hardening, and...
It's soft?
Yeah. On the tree, it's soft. I don't know how long you actually... It's soft. All right. We don't see it that way here.
Did you taste it?
Or
you
don't know? I wasn't going to...
No. No way. We get it.
I wasn't going to touch it.
Like a peach? You can get you on that one.
Like a peach? Or just...
What does it taste like?
No, it's soft. Like, how soft is it?
Yeah.
It's like a fruit. It's not like a
rose bar. Okay, so he says you have to see on them shar shiro shel charuben, like a chain of them. The aschash of pri, then it's considered like a pri avakol. Say gamkin dafkin lohi amarim biyosher. Again, assuming it's edible. Chafalf Mavarech. And therefore, all these things that have not hit their ripened form, right, and they're kind of sour, Mavarech can make a Barei Pri O'adama. He says, V'chein Hiskamak and Abram Agra. Ayin Shem Begor Shemach, Merdios Ben Yezek, Mosh Chassam Be'alach. We'll see more about that. Right, because again, why do you go down? Just like by the Boser, you go down to Adama because it is the fruit. The fruit is growing, it's just not in the, you know, in its final stage. So therefore, it becomes a Barei Pri Adama since it is edible. And Barei Pri Adama, Hainu Afilu, Hei Mesukin Dadaim Ein Mikar Pri. Right, they're still early stage, even if they are tasty, that's not the Ikar fruit. Okay, let's just see this Be'alach here. Okay, so he says, Ushar Kol Ha'ilan Meshiyotziyo Kimin Shar Shiros. So the Gra throws disagrees with everything here. These are all Hilchos Shvius halachas, right? What these things have to look like before you can cut them off, because if you cut them off beforehand, they're not edible, and you're just ruining Shvius produce. He says the shear is when they would be chayav in meiser, because that's when they're considered done. So the Gra and the Panamiros agree. They all, right, all these things are going to be different. Right, for Meister, you have to be able to see almost like through it. When they're a third grown, you see some black dots on them. That's when they're going to start turning black, which is when they start turning into their full form. Every fruit has its shear. They're considered early stage fruit, and they are therefore Barei Pri Adamas. We all deal with this. So before the Zman, even if you put them in the fire and you cook them and somehow now they taste super great, but you're taking a Barei Pri Adama and you're making it super great, it's not going to change its bracha. And he says we should follow this opinion, Lamaisa. Because you'll definitely be Yotze, right? Because Adamas do work for fruits. But if you do follow the other achronim, right, it's okay. You have to rely on make a Barei Pri Eitz once they reach those shiurim that the Rama says. But if you hold that it's Barei Pri Eitz, but it's not really that tasty yet because it's small, so he says, well, if you make it tasty, you can make a Barei Pri Eitz. Otherwise, it's still going to be an Adama. Bida, till the inyan tapuchim she uron la onus amaisa fil kshem ketanim, rak mishinasu agulim, we come round. The vor baram sham, beam kim bezek gam hagra panam iris modem das shochan arach, the mavarach and azalem by priites. At that point, it'd be by priites. Beam ha yruin ela ketan lecho, rak ide at chak, if you can only eat them barely, the miskatim visually have to cook the apples. Gam came mevarach and Barei Pri Eitz lekuli alma, right? Because it reached the shear very. The shear for apples are very early in the stage of an apple, and both the Gra and the Shulchan Aruch would hold that it's Barei Pri Adama at that point. And certainly, if you fix it up so it's tasty, right? Everyone would agree that it's Barei Pri Eitz. Excuse me, Barei Pri Eitz at an early stage, right? Lekuli alma. Okay, we will stop here. Lorenzen, 10 o'clock tomorrow.